You license your idea to a company and you think everything is over, you're going to go home and collect checks. No, your work has just begun because you need to help them sell more products. So watch this video. Okay, the biggest complaint I hear from all these inventors that have licensed ideas to all these companies is that they're not doing enough work. What does that mean? That means they're not doing enough work selling their product. They're always complaining to me. So I'm here to talk a little bit about how you can help your licensee sell more products.
Think of it this way. A new product is not necessarily inherently all that interesting. What is interesting is the person behind the product. It's the story of why that product came to be, and it's all of the effort you put in to make it a success. And that's why it's so important, in my opinion, for inventors to tell their own stories. You don't need to hire a public relations person to pitch media to do it for you. You can take your story and tell it better yourself. And the best way to do that today is using social media marketing.
Now you're thinking, social media marketing, what do I know about that? But I can tell you, your story is newsworthy. Your story has value to the community. Your story will be shared among other people that want to buy your product.
People are going to want to hear your story. And after they do, they're going to want to support you because they can relate to you. They're in the struggle. They want to elevate other people who are working hard and becoming successful at their goal. And that's why it's so important throughout your journey to document it. Take photos. Take photos of yourself at work. Take photos of your prototypes. Write down the conversations that you have. Keep a journal, especially when you get rejected. Count up those rejections so later when you share your success, you can say, I got rejected 30 times. People love that. These are your war stories.
You know what's really amazing about that? It's those little things, those little details about your struggle, your success, that people want to hear.
The inventor's story is really the hero's journey. You're going to have to battle through obstacles. People are going to tell you no. Your friends and family may doubt you. That's what makes your story so interesting. It's one of perseverance.
Now, some people out there are posting on social media, such as LinkedIn, but they're just showing their product over and over again, and they're not providing enough details, enough things that are interested to get their audience to engage.
That's right. There's this human element that people sometimes miss with social media marketing. Like I said, a product itself, devoid of context, devoid of story, is just not really that interesting. We see products all the time. What is interesting is that context. Why does that product matter? Who is it going to matter to? Why is it better? Why is it different? Why should we care?
Don't be afraid to show some of the mistakes that you've made. Have people learn from your mistakes. It has great value. So don't be afraid of it. Share it and let them come along with your journey. They will love it. They will support you. And they'll probably even buy your product.
The reality is people go on social media to be entertained. Does that mean you need to be funny? Not necessarily, but it does mean that you want to create content that is enjoyable to consume. So think about what you enjoy. The next time you're on social media, what catches your eye? What makes you stop? What makes you want to comment? That's what you want to try to replicate for yourself.
So please take a lot of photographs and make sure they're pretty good photographs too. I've noticed that if you take a little bit of time, set the shot up right, people like a nice, clean photograph.
My dad has been doing an exceptional job of that. Just the other day, he found a video of his very first prototype for the Spinformation. I'd never seen it before, and at this point, I thought I'd seen everything. But you can hear a Mary J. Blige song playing in the background that's 20 years old, and that helps date the video. Now, did he know that was gonna become a product that would make millions in royalties? Of course not, but he thought he had something, and he documented it.
So what's really great about this whole process, document everything you're doing, even the small little details, show it to people, take pictures, be excited about your story and learn to tell your story and tell it everywhere you go. And before you know it, you'll be really good at pitching your idea, pitching your product, and engaging with people that want to know more about you and your product. product.
That's absolutely right. Start now. Don't wait. You don't necessarily have to have a product on the market to get involved with the community, support others, share your love and enthusiasm with your fellow inventor on social media. They'll recognize your name and be so ready to support you when it's your turn to step into the spotlight.
Here's another tip. There's a lot of different platforms that you can jump into. There's TikTok, which is fantastic, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, but make sure you don't do all of them at the very beginning. Pick one, dive in until you're really comfortable with it, and then maybe look at another social media platform.
I would fully agree with that. People somehow think they need to take the same post and publish it the same way five places. That's not a winning strategy. It's much better to get comfortable with one platform, develop a community, and then perhaps expand later on. So play to your strengths. If you like to write, consider writing for LinkedIn. If you prefer to record videos, consider TikTok or YouTube. If you're really into images, that could look like Instagram. Think of what might be a good fit for you.
The other great part about telling your story is a great way to protect you and your product. I'll tell you the reason why. Be the original, be the first, so people know it's you. The only opinion that matters today is the court of public opinion. So tell your story, reach out to even maybe someone that's got a podcast or maybe someone that's writing an article, but go on all the social media platforms. That's a good fit for you. But get comfortable, get excited, show that enthusiasm, and share your story with others.
Steve's absolutely right. When you get that call from a bit of a larger media player, you're going to want to have talked about your product and your journey before, so you don't have that moment of feeling like a deer in the headlights. Start small, start soon. You can make a comment, you can connect with others. You don't have to plan a month's worth of content in advance. Just get going and realize how fun and rewarding social media marketing can really be.
Practice, practice, practice. I tell everybody, start local, start regional, go national, but please, whatever you're going to do, do a lot of it and find that passion. Find the reason why you created it. Find that thing that gets you excited about your product, and share it with others.
People really love watching other people. So remember, you might not be the most extroverted person. That's okay. You're still the best representative to tell your product story. So like Steve said, practice, practice, practice. No one gets comfortable at this overnight. It's not a natural skill or talent. It's learned. You can learn it too.
Thank you for watching this video. We're gonna do a couple more, and thank you for coming on. Madeline does all the social media for our company at InventRight, and I'm so happy she's taught us a few tricks, and hopefully she's taught you a few tricks. Okay, you've got this great idea, and you need a little help, and we're going to help you. We're going to give away $25,000 in prizes to help you license your ideas to companies at InventRight. So how does this all work? It's pretty simple. Once we hit 100,000 subscribers on our channel, we're going to run a contest and show you how to win some of our programs. So what are we giving away? First of all, we're giving away two of our premium programs. That's where you get a personal coach that's going to guide you each week for you to license your product ideas. They're going to be behind the scenes to make sure you're doing everything right, to make sure your marketing material is spectacular, making sure you protect your ideas correctly, and making sure you're reaching out to those companies and saying the right thing. And then once there's interest, we have a coach that's going to come in and help behind the scenes you negotiate that licensing agreement so it's fair and balanced. All right, so what's the second prize? Well, the second prize is three Gateway programs. What's Gateway? Hey, it's real simple. Gateway is where we at InventRight handle everything for you. We're going to find the companies, find the right people, and make sure your product is pitched correctly to get that licensing deal. So all these prizes, the two premiums and the three gateways, it adds up to over $25,000 in prizes to you. So how does this all work? It's really quite simple. All you have to do, subscribe down below if you haven't already. And once we hit 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year, we're going to run a contest and we're going to give away those prizes to help you license your product ideas.